Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the final episode of The Price of the Truth. Previously on The Price of the Truth. So, Mr. Anurag Manik has told what happened when he met Mr. Amrish 30 years ago in 2022, how meeting him has changed his life, how he and Mr. Amrish worked for 10 years until Mr. Amrish passed away in 2032 for working on a bill to bring back the money of the people if they have lost it in a scam, and how for the next 10, and it took 10 more years after Mr. Amrish passing away, that the bill, the Indian banking bill, was finally implemented in 2042. And now the floor has been opened for questions for the students to ask any questions if they want to Mr. Anurag.
Hello, sir. Mishika this side. So what happened after that? Did the law which Mr. Amrish has proposed got implemented? Because he died in pursuit of it. What happened after that?
So yes, Mishika, it's a nice question. What happened after the law which Amrish proposed? Yes, the law got implemented in 2042 with a lot of changes which were suggested, with incorporating all the changes that Mr. Amrish has suggested. Though he did pass away in pursuit of it, it took 10 more years for us to, you know, get the parliament to approve the law so that it was in sync with what everybody wanted. It was passed in 2042, and there were a lot of changes which were, you know, made to it. Recently, 3 months ago, Supreme Court has again made a change into the law so that there now is a time period in which the money has to be brought back by the banks in case a scam has occurred. So now it has been set to 75 days. Previously, there was no such time limit. So there were cases where people waited for years, like 2 to 3 years, to get their money back. Now the banks have to get the money back within 75 days, and it's banks' responsibility in case a customer of theirs has been scammed. So we'll take one more question, people, and then we'll break for the class will be breaking. Then the class will get over.
Hi, sir. Sneha this side. I had a question. Do you think it was worth it for Mr. Amrish for the price of truth he paid?
It's a good question, Sneha. Like, what the price of truth which Mr. Amrish paid was worth it? I asked the same question to Mr. Amrish, and he said, give me an answer which I can understand. He said, if I look it from a personal perspective, maybe not. But if I look from a country's perspective, always. So maybe at some point in time, we all will come at crossroads on things we can do and things we thought we'll never be able to do. Mr. Amrish paid a huge price for the truth so that we all can live in peace. I think that's what good people do. They plant trees knowing that the shade of which they cannot sit in. Me, you, and now the country's people are going to bear the fruits of the work of which people like Mr. Amrish, Mr. Bali, Mr. Ranganath has done. I think that's what good people do, and I think that's what I'll ask all of you to do, that be a good person. Do things which you know might not benefit you, but will benefit the generations to come. This is what Mr. Amrish told me when he left the class 30 years ago. I'll leave you with the same thought. I hope I made some impact to anyone. If I made impact to anyone of your life, I think this would have been worth it. Thank you so much for everyone for listening. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak to all of you. It has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, guys and girls. Thank you. This whole series was made possible by the team of M Square Podcast. The story writing, the character development was done completely by Anurag Manik, and the editing was taken care of completely by Royson Mathia. So huge shout out for Royson, who has put an immense amount of work to do the editing of this complete series. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to the series. This series will be as a part of the Anurag Manik Show by M Square Podcast. Do follow us on Instagram and do share this episode whom you feel can benefit out of it. Thank you so much.